Christmas miracle, UN celebrates as it approves own $3 billion budget with bonus for 2020. By Simon Kent on December 29, 2019. The UN General Assembly on Friday adopted a budget of $3,073,830,500 for operations to cover the year 2020. After claiming throughout 2019 it was underfunded and in need of an urgent financial bailout by increased global taxpayer contributions. The financial allocation is an increase of approximately $8 million on what was initially requested by Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The budget approval follows a year in which the globalist organization has cried poor and demanded more cash injections, as Breitbart News reported. Just 2 months ago, a series of cutbacks began at the UN's New York headquarters. Starting with the heating being turned down, the diplomats' bar shuttering early at 5 p.m. and meetings cancelled, along with diminished first-class global travel budgets. Now bars will be open again as long as diplomats require and first-class travel can resume, as well as expanded use of private jets. Not every contributing country is happy with the UN's continued call for more money and less financial scrutiny. The United States is by far the UN's biggest financial contributor, stumping up 22% of its operating budget and funding 28% of peacekeeping missions, which currently cost $8 billion annually. The UK and Germany are the next two major backers. US President Donald Trump has cautioned before that the future does not belong to globalists in a warning to the organization's leaders, adding, "The future belongs to patriots, the future belongs to sovereign and independent nations." Responding to reports of deep UN budget deficits earlier this year, Trump showed little sympathy for its inability to manage its own bloated budget, the bulk of which is provided by US taxpayers. His call was for immediate reform and accountability for an organization that has no direct ability to raise funding on its own and must rely solely on contributions. "So make all member countries pay, not just the United States," he wrote when the news first broke of the UN's financial struggles. "So make all member countries pay, not just the United States." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, October 9, 2019. The United States is the world's largest giver in the world, by far, of foreign aid. "But few give anything to us," Trump said in September last year. "Moving forward, we are only going to give foreign aid to those who respect us and, frankly, are our friends. And we expect other countries to pay their fair share for the cost of their defense." In December 2017, Nikki Haley, the then United States ambassador to the organization, announced the federal government had reduced its contribution to the UN's annual budget by $285 million, as Breitbart News reported. Now the UN is congratulating itself on approving its own expanded budget, with General Assembly President Tiani Mohamed Banda saying the budget adoption and other major decisions by the committee would be critical to the good functioning of the UN. He said, "The proposed program budget for 2020, which provides necessary resources to the UN Secretariat to implement its various tasks, also prepares us well for entry into the decade of action for SDG implementation. All member states have been warned to step up efforts towards the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, as determined by UN bureaucrats. The 17 goals include ending poverty and hunger, achieving gender equality and taking urgent action to combat the effects of climate change, as well as financing projects that build world peace and understanding." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.